Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DillParish.com, John 4, 24 Radio. How you doing today? You striving in Christ? Are you obeying the Word and the Gospel? I want to talk to you today about an important topic. It is finished, but what's yet to be done? It is finished, but what is yet to be done? You know, not long ago, Brother Jim did a teaching. Look it up on the teaching blog at DillParish.com on It Is Finished, Christ's Finished Works. He fulfilled the Old Testament law, and he used these words, John 19:30. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head, and he gave up the ghost. So Jesus finished his work, the shedding of his blood, the resurrection to defeat death, going to be at the right hand of the Father to be an advocate, to be our high priest. But I have a question. What is yet to be done? Let's talk about this. Matthew 25:21. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee a ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." Well done. We have work to do in the Lord, don't we? Matthew 25:40, "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Yeah, we hear this all the time from evangelical people. Jesus did everything, it's all finished, we can't do nothing, we have nothing to do, it's all over with. Just believe and go to heaven, even if you live in your sin. It's not what the scriptures teach. Jesus finished it. But there's still much to be done. Let's keep going. Jesus reminds us that obeying, keeping the commandments, doing his commandments must be done. Go read the whole chapter of John 15, but here's one verse, 7. "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you." We still have to do that, don't we? We have to do many things as we walk in Christ via the gospel. We must see that all things are done unto edifying. 1 Corinthians 14:26. "How is it, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying." Yep, we have a lot to do, don't we, saints? Christ finished his work. We have a lot to do, and he actually has things yet to do. We'll get to that. The Bible teaches we must act in love. 1 Corinthians 14:40. "Let all things be done decently and in order." I should say we must act in order. That one is we must act in order. And it says all things must be done in order. This next verse teaches us that we must act in love. 1 Corinthians 16:14. "Let all your things be done with charity." That's love. That's yet to be done, and we're onward doing it daily. Amen. Now, we know the old was done away in Christ. He fulfilled it, and we continue to look to him in all things, right? 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14. "But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ." So that is done away in Christ. We continue looking to him, our high priest. One sacrifice for all. Amen. How about our works that are done will be judged? 2 Corinthians 5:10. "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." There's going to be a judgment, right? Yeah, still yet to be done. How about this? We must do all we can to stand. Ephesians 6:13. "Wherefore, take heed unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand unto the day of evil, having done all to stand." Yep, we have to keep doing that. We have to stand. Amen. How about doing and getting it done in humble lowliness? Philippians 2, verse 3. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." That's something we have to keep getting done. Amen? A lot of things we have to do, isn't there? There is. How about getting it done as we believe and persevere unto salvation, then we get the promise. Hebrews 10:36. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Hey, that's endurance, right? Believing, enduring to the end. We got to get that done. How about moving on to the book of Revelation? We see there's much to be done yet in tribulation in the last days. Revelation 16:17. And the seventh angel poured his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. Oh yeah, God's coming to finish some things, isn't he? We're reminded that Christ, who finished it all for us, our salvation, that we just have to endure in, it will all be done through him. Revelation 21:6. I love this verse. Brother shared this with me just the other day. He said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. Did you catch that? I will give unto him that thirst. Christ has something yet to get done. Revelation 22:6. And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Yeah, there's things that God is still going to do and get done in the last days. While he finished our work of salvation and redemption, he sits at the right hand of the Father, as I said. We still have endurance. We still have love. We still have patience. We still have holiness. We have obedience. We have repentance we have to do and carry out. We have to edify each other and love the brethren. We need to preach the gospel. Oh, there's so much that still must be done. And Jesus has much yet to do. He's going to vanquish Satan, finally. He's going to do away with death and pain and tears. He's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And saints, we even get new names written on a white rock. Is this unbelievable? Revelation 2:17. He hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that received it. How joyous. Christ is doing all these things yet to be done, including giving us a new name on a white stone. Folks, don't believe the lie that it's all finished. Jesus did everything. You got nothing to do, and he has nothing else to do. Oh, no. He has more to do with this earth and the finishing of death and putting away of evil and vanquishing and coming back to take his bride and take his creation. And we, too, have so much yet to get done. Amen. I hope this has encouraged you. I hope that you see that while Christ finished the salvation work for us, we could never do it without him. We have much to do, and Christ is coming back. He also has things undone yet to do. I'll leave you with this thought. While it's finished in Christ, his work, his shed blood, his resurrection, have you pondered how much there's still yet to be done? Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. We hope you're striving, getting things done in the faith, trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ that spurs you on every day, every minute, every hour. We're here to encourage you in the faith. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Go to the sisters blog. Trying every day to pour out articles, audios, videos, testimonies, refutings at the Unbiblical Teachers blog to help you in the faith. So that you can see that glorious finished work of Christ, you can receive it, be born again by the gospel, repentance, new life, holiness and obedience, enduring in the faith, and then you can start to get things done as fruit that you are born of this glorious Savior, and then look for his glorious return when he's going to finish finally, and he's going to get things done, the new heaven, the new earth, the new names. But we must overcome. I got to get down the gospel road. Hey, we love you all. strive on and obey the gospel. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.